Welcome back to the pregame show here on AM 1570 and FM 99.1 KZWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Friday evening as we wrap up the pregame show, talking with the head football coach of the Webster City Lynx, Andy Brim, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on again this week.
So as we take a look, week one, obviously not the way anybody wants to start the regular season with a loss, but definitely looked like there were opportunities early on for that game to look a little different. And just in terms of the assessment that you and the staff had of that week one game, just what did you and the staff see out there, and what are some things you felt like that this team could improve on pretty quickly?
Yeah, I guess starting over on the offensive side, I mean, we've got to get better up front. I thought we were a little bit more ahead of where we were, and I think we've definitely got the potential to do that, and we will get better. But we've got to be able to execute our assignments and our game plan. And obviously, you know, like I always say, we got to be able to run the football first and foremost. You know, back to the drawing board on that. And I think this week, you know, we've had a pretty good week of practice, and the kids realize that we've got to get better. And I've come to realize, you know, I've got to do a better job of getting them ready to play better, or do a better job of getting them ready to play, excuse me. So, you know, there were some definite bright spots. Coyce Patran, you know, ran the ball well. And when we were able to use him as one of our running backs, that was a positive of the night. It wasn't all doom and gloom. There were some things to build upon there on the offensive side. Defensively, we've got to continue to improve. We've got a lot of new guys both ways. We've got a lot of guys that played in positions the other night that really have never played before. You know, there's going to be a learning curve, and both sides of the ball, we've just got to get better, and we got to continue to get better each day in practice.
And you mentioned Coyce Patran is one of those standouts. Another one who had a really good game, especially on the defensive side and on special teams, was Israel Torres. He has really evolved to somebody, not just a special teams contributor, he's really evolved to somebody that can play well on multiple phases of the game. And just talk a little bit about the growth that Israel Torres has had from being a special teamer just a couple years ago to now being somebody that affects, you know, all three phases of the game.
Yeah, I mean, he did a nice job punting the ball the other night. And then, like you said, you know, being able to contribute in other ways is huge. He's pound for pound one of the strongest kids on the football team. So I knew that going into the year, we had to find a way to be able to utilize him someplace else and not to just be a specialist. So he's fallen into a role on the defensive line and continues to improve. And hopefully we'll see some more improvement there. And I thought he played a nice job. Nice game the other night, for his first time on the defensive line. So made a couple of plays and hit a key fourth down sack there in a key part of the game early on to kind of swung the momentum back our way a little bit. So, yeah, that was good for us to see.
And as we look ahead to tonight's matchup with Fort Dodge, this was a game a year ago, defensive slugfest, 7-6 ball game, where your team ended up falling up short. Much like your team this year, Fort Dodge, a lot of different looks this year compared to what they were a year ago in terms of new players in a lot of different spots. And just from what your scout of Fort Dodge on film, what are you and the staff taking away, and what are the things that your team has to do to come away with a victory tonight?
Yeah, starting with their offense, I mean, they've got – so True McBride is a senior now. He's on his third year as a starting quarterback. So, obviously, with that comes tons of experience, and he's very comfortable in their scheme and what they're doing. So, that's a huge asset to them. Their offensive line is very, very big. So that'll be a challenge for us. And then they've got experience back at running back with the McElroy kid. And then they've got a wide range of receivers out on the edge. They did a nice job, I thought, against Mason City. They really spread the ball out, and they have lots of different weapons. So, defensively, we're going to have to be able to align and make sure that we can get lined up, and we've got to be able to match up where we're supposed to and be able to take advantage of our opportunities when they're there. Fort Dodge defensively, last year, yeah, you mentioned a defensive slugfest on both sides of the earth for both teams. We know they're going to come after us up front. They're big and they're physical. So you know, that's what we've worked on this week, and should be a good game. Should be a great opportunity for us to see how much we can improve between week one and week two.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck tonight against Fort Dodge.
Yep, thank you.
That was Andy Brin, the head football coach of the Webster City Lynx, here on our pregame show on AM 1570, FM 99.1 KZWC. We'll go live to the field next.